Well, we were hoping to go downstairs here in the museum to play an ethics game with you at their incredible interactive newsroom. Our technology failed, not theirs. We apologize for that. But Paul Sparrow, who's one of the leading lights here at the museum, he joins us here up in the studio. Paul Sparrow is the Vice President for Broadcasting and Programming at the museum. These interactive ethics games you've got here, explain what's going on.
Well, the ethics table is a particularly interesting game. It's a large table. It's about 8 feet long and 4 feet wide. It has places for eight different people to play, and it's divided into two teams that compete to fill in the front page of a newspaper. You have to answer ethical questions to get the articles to fill in, and the first side to fill all the articles in wins.
And some of the ethical questions these posers include?
Well, one of my favorites is a question that got quite a lot of debate when we were doing it, is that a high school principal is delivering a speech, and his toupee flies off during the course of the speech. Do you report it?
Well, why don't we ask members of our studio audience here at the museum. The toupee flies off in the middle of the speech. Do you report it? Anybody want to take a shot at that? Jump up to the microphone? All brave reporters and producers and bloggers. Somebody's going to be wise enough to come up to the microphone here.
Excuse me. Wise, I don't know. But first of all, what is the speech about?
You're demanding more information. What do you think, you're a reporter?
We'll say it's about changes to the lunch menu.
Well, then you might want to report the toupee falling off because you want to know if there's a hair in your soup.
what's the correct answer, at least according to the ethics board?
Well, before I give the correct answer, I want to say that this is a question that divides pretty closely down the middle between the general public and journalists. Journalists pretty much universally feel that, yes, you would report that. It's funny, it's an interesting story, and he's a public figure. The general public feels that you shouldn't report that. It's not a relevant piece of news, and it's embarrassing to the principal. So we debated back and forth. Should we give the answer that the general public would give or the answer that journalists would generally give? And so we decided we would go with the answer that journalists would give, which was that, yes, you would report it.
Because you're making up a newspaper, and those are made up by journalists.
Correct.
It's also interesting to me that you don't give a straight yes or no answer. You say this percentage of people who work in the news business believe. In other words, it's not necessarily a clear yes or no.
The very nature of ethics is that is a gray area. In addition to the table, which is meant to create a dialogue between groups of people, even strangers, and we find that as soon as people start playing it, they start talking to each other and explaining how it works. It's a gesture-based game, so you don't have to actually touch the table. So it's very fun to play. But there are also a series of 10 interactive stations that are a more traditional touch screen that ask more serious questions. And again, in that case, we show you the results of what the general public voted and what the journalists voted. And there's a question there that talks about a starving child in Africa and a vulture in the background. And would you take the photograph of the child or would you try to save the child? And so the public tends to think that you save the child, and journalists tend to think that you take the photograph.
Give us another one of those, and we'll put it out as a question for our callers. And again, that would be 800-989-8255 if you'd like to join us to play at least a truncated version of this ethics game. So if you would, Paul Sparrow?
One other question would be that you find out that a leading sports figure has been diagnosed with AIDS. Do you report that story or do you keep it to yourself?
And this is obviously something that has happened in the past. So again, a prominent sports figure diagnosed with AIDS, you find out about this. Do you report it or not? Why don't we see if we can get Mark. Mark's with us on. Mark is joining us from Leavenworth in Kansas.
Yes, I think I would report it.
You would report it. Well, what is your survey of reporters and the general public show?
Again, there's a discrepancy between what journalists tend to say, which is that, yes, they would report it. A sports figure is considered a public figure, and this is major news these days, whereas the public would tend to say that you shouldn't report it because it's private information and it's personal medical history.
And interestingly, the background to this story is, I guess, Arthur Ashe, of course, the great tennis champion who was diagnosed with AIDS, and was called by a reporter and asked a question about the diagnosis, and then Arthur Ashe held a news conference the next day to say that he'd been outed by the news media, when in fact the reporter had asked him a question, hadn't reported it.
That's correct.
Interesting. Mark, thanks very much for the phone call.
No problem.
And let's see if we can get... I see Trey and Jessica are down playing the game that we were hoping to play before. There's a video connection. The amount of media in this museum is simply astonishing. We have cameras down in that floor where we couldn't get audio from before. Again, our problem, not the museum's. But we can watch people playing this this interactive game on this table, and it's a sort of an oval table. I guess, you know, air hockey would be about the size of that table there, two teams. And do we have people on microphone yet? No, we're still having audio problems or getting set up anyway. Let's see if we can get another question that we can put out to listeners. Paul?
Okay, how about a photographer is in a war zone and takes a photograph of a group of people and combines it with another photograph to create a more dramatic composition. Would you publish that photograph?
Well, we have a willing guinea pig here at the audience microphone. Go ahead.
I don't think so. If you can't find enough drama in a battle situation anyway, ethically, I don't think so either.
Okay, you can't manufacture a picture that wasn't there, at least according to our audience member. And, well, I suspect your table is going to say he's right.
That's correct. You should never manipulate a photograph. And we find that most people tend to get this question right. The public and the journalists feel the same way about this. But with the younger generation, particularly the cell phone, camera, MySpace generation, they are so used to manipulating photographs and sharing them with their friends that there is a different sense of the integrity of an image from what traditional journalists might think.
And let's see if we can go downstairs now. David Gura, our producer, has got a microphone next to that ethics table. David?
I'm here, and I'm here with Jessica. Jessica, where are you from?
Connecticut.
Okay, so you're playing the game here, and Neil is going to sort of guide you through it, but what's that question say there?
The college track coach lets students with just one trailing grade participate. She says all coaches bend rules. Do you print the story?
All right. Again, I guess the question is the college track coach says students with just one trailing grade can continue to participate, willing to bend the rules. Do you publish that story? Let's see if we can get an answer from this is Hugo. Hugo calling us from San Antonio. Hugo, you there? I think Hugo has... I'm sorry, Hugo, you there? I guess not. Let's try Reggie. Reggie with us from Sacramento.
Yeah, I missed the question. Could you say that again?
Sure. The college track coach says students who are just failing one class can participate on the track team. Yeah, there are rules against it, but, well, rules are meant to be bent or broken in some circumstances. You find that out. You're a reporter. Do you print it?
Yeah, sure. Observe and report.
All right. David Gura?
Neil, I'm afraid to say that the board has reset itself, but we could ask Jessica, what she thinks on that one.
Jessica, what do you think?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Paul Sparrow, do you have real information on the surveys?
The answer is yes. You do report that. The coach is a public figure in the sense that they have responsibility for their students, and if they're violating the law, you should report that.
Reggie, I guess you've got a master's degree in journalism. Thanks very much for the phone call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We're talking with Paul Sparrow, Vice President for Broadcasting and Programming at the Newseum. We're talking about some of the features of this remarkable new facility. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And David, can we get up another question for the game?
We certainly can. Jessica, you want to pull another one up?
Yeah.
What does this one say?
The town's high school principal gets into a food fight at the restaurant with another customer. The video appears on a celebrity gossip website. Does your news website provide a link?
Does your news website provide a link? We have a participant here at the microphone at the museum.
Yeah, I think you do. It's the principal is a public figure, and he's acting irresponsibly, so I think the citizens should know about that.
And it's already up on somebody's site.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
All right. What's the answer given on the board there, David?
The answer is no.
No.
Why does it say?
I don't know. The question went away.
Well, the story made it onto the front page, Neil.
The story made it onto the front page.
Well, I think in that case the question was, should a newspaper link to a gossip site? And this actually generated, this question was generated by a true story when a Wall Street Journal reporter was killed. The terrorist posted the video of his beheading. And some news organizations had to decide whether they were going to link to that video or not. We thought that was a little too graphic for a fun game, so we wanted to take the same concept of does a responsible news organization post a link to less responsible websites?
Are you suggesting gossip is less than responsible?
Well, it would depend on the site.
I suppose.
In this case, the question is, does the paper have a responsibility to report the story itself rather than rely on other sources?
David, let's see if we can get another question.
Okay, what's this last one?
Your celebrity profile needs a snappy quote. The interview didn't sparkle. Do you rewrite one of her quotes to make it better?
Do you rewrite one of your quotes to make it better? Kathy with us on the line from Strongsville. Where's Strongsville? Kathy?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not, says Kathy. And David?
The question went away again.
But not before Jessica pressed no, and sure enough, she was right.
And sure enough, she was right. Kathy, again, we're handing out master's degree in journalism today. So, Paul Sparrow, can you give us some of the background on this story?
Well, I'd like to move on a little bit from the way the table is working. One of the things that happens is that there is a timing on this table. It's a race. You're competing with the other side. So, yes, the questions, once you answer yes or no, the question moves on so you can take the next question into it. That's why the questions keep going away for her. And she'll tell you, are there some little people underneath your plate there that you can see, Jessica?
Yeah, there's people under there.
They're walking around with pieces of paper and cups of coffee and that sort of thing?
Yep.
Yeah, the way you play the game is that these little people are walking around, these little video people are walking around the table, and they're carrying cards, and you grab them and pull them into your place, and the card opens up. And if you answer the question correctly, they look at you, they give you the thumbs up, they clap. If you answer the question incorrectly, they are disappointed in you and walk away to be asked again another day.
And the other side has the same questions on the other side of the table?
There's a database of about 150 questions, which we update on a regular basis. And so each game draws from that same database, but they're not the same questions being asked simultaneously.
And I wonder, the same newspaper, though, wouldn't it be interesting if one side was setting the front page for the New York Times and the other for, I don't know, Pravda?
Well, that would be a different set of ethical questions, wouldn't it?
But it might be a better game.
It would be a fun game. I'd like that idea.
Let's see if we get one more question, David.
Your research on a crime story suggests a deceased man may be implicated. Because he can't give his side of the story, is it fair to use his name?
Is it fair to name a deceased, a dead person, as subject of interest in a murder investigation? Now, let's go to the microphone here at the museum.
I think you can, because what he doesn't know can't hurt him.
And this is something he's never going to know.
Right.
Jessica?
The answer was yes.
You can go ahead and print it. Well, all right, several masters in journalism emerging from this. One ethical question we've not had the time or the temerity to answer is, what do you do when your technology breaks and you've still got 17 minutes to kill? Paul Sparrow, thanks very much for playing with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Neil, for having
me. And thanks to everybody who called and to the people here in the audience. And Jessica and David, thank you for putting up with us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, Neil.
Let me read some credits, if I can find them. Our broadcast today was produced by David Gura. Drew Reynolds is our technical director. He got help today from Michael Cullen, Kevin Waite, and John Widoff. The program would not happen without them. We'd also like to thank the team here at the museum for their hospitality, Jack Hurley and Susan Bennett, deputy directors of the museum. Also, Jim Updike, Dennis Dunbar, and Walt Hassett on the technical side. Next Wednesday, we will be back at the museum to talk with Roger Mudd and Bob Schieffer about the heyday of network news and what used to be known as the Tiffany Network, CBS. Stay with us. I'm Neil Conan. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.